while your time as a pilot and your service to our country in the military is certainly commendable, it doesn't make you qualified to make the complex and nuanced engineering, safety, and budgetary decisions for which the head of NASA must be accountable. What is troubling to members of this committee is your past statements on climate change are troubling as compared to your most recent statements on climate change. And from a scientific perspective, it has sparked great concern from climate experts as to your statements in the past. But that brings me to my greatest concern about your nomination. Your recent public service career does not instill the confidence about your leadership or ability to bring people together. Unity is so important in NASA instead of division. What your record is, and you will have a chance to discuss it, is your record and your behavior in Congress has been divisive, and it's been extreme as any that we have seen in Washington. And this senator is wondering, how does that fit with a leader of a technical agency where unity is often right on the line as to what is going to happen in success or failure of a mission or a program. You have advocated for discriminatory policies toward the LGBT community. That runs contrary to the civil rights of Americans. And on the House floor, you had called President Obama dishonest, incompetent, and vengeful. And you followed up by calling Vice President Biden equally unfit and even more embarrassing, end of quote. But the divisive behavior and remarks doesn't stop there, and it hasn't been reserved just for Democrats. You attacked Speaker John Boehner for reaching across the aisle. You later tweeted your opposition to Paul Ryan because he was critical of the vile remarks that candidate Donald Trump had made about sexually assaulting women. You made television commercials, and thus has evoked the comments that have been made publicly by our colleague, Senator Rubio. You made television commercials deriding his work to find common ground on immigration, and claiming that he was working to make America less safe. And that's in the transcript of those TV commercials that you cut. Later in Arizona, the GOP challenger to Senator McCain in his reelection in 2014, you accused the GOP challenger had accused Senator McCain of being directly responsible for the rise of ISIS. And then you endorsed that challenger in her Republican primary against Senator McCain. I think most of us here would believe that Senator McCain is an American hero. And I can tell you also, as a bipartisan member of the Armed Services Committee, where he chairs, I can tell you that those who would do our country harm have no greater enemy than John McCain. And you've supported the Senate Conservatives Fund, a political action committee that opposed Senator McConnell, opposed him in his primary, and any number of other Republican senators who did not meet the committee's the Republican Conservatives Fund's ideals. So, Congressman, you've gone to great lengths to try to convince folks, and I enjoyed our visit this morning, that you want to keep NASA a bipartisan, nonpartisan place and to work across party lines. But that's not what you said in a January 2014 at a convention in South Carolina. And I'm going to quote your words. Quote, "You've got collusion between Republicans and Democrats in Washington, D.C. They're coming together and they're making deals. You've got Republicans and Democrats trying to come together. But what we need is fighters. We need people who will stand up and say, no, we're not going to do this anymore." End of quote. So, Congressman, on behalf of every member who has devoted their career to reaching across the aisle to build consensus and to find working solutions for the American people, I want you to know that this senator is quite skeptical. And I take offense at that kind of quote, that we need fighters, not people coming together, not you've got Republicans and Democrats trying to come together. That line of thinking is why Washington is broken. NASA represents the best of what we can do as a people. And NASA is one of the last refuges of partisan politics. And when it has got partisan in the past, we've gotten in trouble. NASA needs a leader who will unite us, not divide us. Respectfully, Congressman Bridenstine, I think you've got a long way to go to prove to be that leader.